You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
As we don't have time to decide this, are we go or no go?
Let's go.
Let's try it.
So we're flipping who sings high and who sings low today.
News.
No. No. Look at that.
News.
No. News.
No.
I missed
our
one.
Only real hope.
Okay, Erica.
This is news. Or no.
Do you realize how ridiculous it is to insult me using your name?
I'm taking back my power.
Oh, congrats.
Thank you. Good evening.
Good evening.
Welcome to the program. Congrats to George, I don't know how to say his last name, Guntas. He became the internet's daddy on Father's Day because he was crowned the winner of the Lower East Side's Pedro Pascal lookalike contest.
Oh, and he really looked like him.
He did. I thought it was Pedro at first.
What's wrong with you? And I'm looking at Slacker, not Aaron.
This is really a thing.
Thank you.
Can I just say, I know it's too late.
They have so many lookalike contests. It's so funny.
I know,
funny.
But we put up an Instagram post asking for our doppelgangers and literally got nothing, right?
No, nobody looks like. You got someone's like, is it like hairdresser or someone? Or like a baseball coach or something?
Okay, did anybody else get anything
no.
else?
No, I don't think so.
I just really wanted to see. There's got to be other people.
We don't look like anyone else.
Okay, but this guy looks enough like Pedro. Would you sleep with him?
Yeah. He looks like an older Pedro.
Okay.
I'll say that.
Yeah.
Answer's still yes.
Okay. All right. So congrats to him.
Yeah.
Then.
He won $50 and a year supply of burritos.
That's incredible. I need to find a lookalike contest.
Like life goals? That's what like, you want to do?
It's so silly. You don't need a big prize, but a lifetime supply?
A year supply.
A year supply of
burritos. But what is that? One burrito a week, probably.
Probably.
Because they tell
day.
You
Maybe
what they
one
think.
A day. I don't know.
No, I don't think
burritos.
So. Yeah, no, it's like you get really disappointed. Like, we should do Game Show Glory again, where people are like, lifetime supply of Mop and Glow, and they give you like five bottles. They're like, yeah, just use less.
Okay.
They don't give you a bunch.
50 burritos would still cost me a lot of money.
I know, but you're gonna burn out on burritos pretty hard.
I have a burrito every week. Yeah.
Once a week, no way.
You wouldn't burn out?
No.
From the same place?
No. Good evening.
Good evening.
There's something that a lot of people are doing that is really dangerous, and it's time to stop, boys. Mm-hmm. Peeing in the shower.
Do not. We all have nopes. Just throw it. You're saying.
Why is it dangerous? I want to know, though.
Because I'm going to say this.
Also, it's actually worse for women than it is for men.
Why?
Because you're training your bladder that it's okay to empty while standing.
You're Pavloving yourself.
Right, for women. For boys, you shouldn't do it.
Hold up. So.
Hold on.
Research says, don't do it.
Cut it out.
No. Hold on.
Knock it off. What? Science says.
So you just don't like it that we pee in the shower?
No, I just actually think it's worse for women than it is for men. Because it's bad for our like pelvic floor and stuff. And then like sometimes it just trains your body, like you said, Pavlov's dogs. to whatever pee when the shower turns on.
So then you're afraid that next time you're at a waterfall, you're going to go like, oh, I have to pee.
Well, I'm not afraid.
I'll get in the water and go.
Gross. Have you peed in a pool?
No, not in a pool.
It's time to be honest.
I pee in the shower every time, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, when I was a kid, I don't do that now.
No. As an adult?
No.
Have you peed in a lake?
Yeah, I'm not a lake person.
I've never done a pool.
Oh my God, it's so different.
I always thought the water would change color. So I never did it.
Peeing in a lake is awesome.
A lake or the river,
it doesn't. Yeah. It doesn't change.
Pee in a crick.
Okay. You know he says crick just to get people angry, right? Okay, well, I've peed in a pool.
Okay.
I've peed my neighbor Josh. He has a pool across the street.
You peed in Josh's pool.
I would never pee in, because if anybody's got the chemical,
it's him for sure.
You know that that's not real, right? That was a myth that we all made up, or our parents made up, or whoever, and it's not real.
But Josh has it.
There are kids listening, and it's very real.
So real.
Slugger wasn't even in the pool, though. He was standing
out. Only the Texas kid here.
Get after it! All good right. evening.
Good evening.
The number one movie from this past weekend
Come on.
How to Train Your Dragon comes in first place. And I know there's a personal connection. Clearly, you two are excited.
Obsessed with that.
I did not go see it, but my daughter saw it. And I shared the text with the group. Mm-hmm. She sent a text saying, I want an effing dragon. And I was like, winning as a parent. My daughter used the F word in the exact right spot.
Yeah.
With the right amount of emotion. Like,
and so about something so lovely.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm in the market for a dragon. If you guys know where I can get a dragon.
Komodo? Dragon, maybe?
No. I went on Amazon and
Toothless
they don't have
Toothless is
them.
Really cute.
What is?
Toothless.
Yeah.
He's
Did
so
you go see
cute.
It?
I haven't seen it yet, but I would love to.
So this is a remake of
the live action.
So it's the same story that we know. Okay.
Could I point out that the original movie isn't that old?
It feels very soon to be doing a live action of it. Like they haven't tackled everything else, but Toothless is so.
I mean, it came out in 2010.
I guess that's 15 years. Okay.
Okay. I digress.
I have good news and I have bad news. We have time for more stories.
Oh.
The bad news is we have time for more stories.
I only have a sad one.
Okay, go.
Eric Dane, actor McSteamy, if you will.
Oh, man. Now, how are we going to get out of this? Does somebody have a good one?
He's also in Euphoria. Have they filmed that? Is he going to be able to be in it?
Well, I mean,
he's an important person in that. He's had a crazy
plot line.
Well,
so is the other dude who's dead.
Well, we can't bring him back.
Him out.
Yeah.
But, so
did he already die in the show?
No, but I think they were writing it. That's how long it's been since we've had a season.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe I can tell the people what's happening with Eric Dane.
Yeah, no, that's bad.
He's been talking about his ALS diagnosis, and he actually just shared that, like, one side of his body is just...
So he's not going to be in anything. He's ALS happens so fast.
Mm-hmm. It happened so fast. So fast.
Tiak, do you have anything to save this?
Good evening.
Oh, no.
Good evening.
America's voted. What do you think their least favorite vegetable is?
Broccoli.
No, Brussels sprouts.
Broccoli not on the list. Brussels sprouts is coming in last place. The turnip. Boo!
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.